is Not So Fast, a Lineup Media Group production.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/notsofast. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, your Android, your Kindle, or your MP3 player. Here we are, boys. T.O., Jimbo, Biggie, my name's Tony.
And you're excited.
Gents, I got to tell you, I'm excited. I walked into work today. I'm all geared up. Jimbo walked into work. He was none too pleased. This was not a happy camper.
What's going on with Jimbo?
What's wrong with me?
What's wrong? Where do we start?
Where do we start?
I was unaware that there was something that I was unhappy.
Oh, you were very unhappy. Huh? Somebody in the office asked, what'd you watch last night? And you said, I tried to watch the Grammys.
Oh, we're talking about that.
The Hammies.
I had already forgotten about it. It was so bad.
Adele, Meghan Trainor, and Ely King, Year of the Fat. I called them the Hammies.
Let me tell you something.
The fat girls are making a way back in Hollywood.
I don't care what they look like. It was horrible. The music was terrible.
Yeah, this new age music sucks.
When the best performance of the night was performed by some guys that are, God love them, on their deathbed.
Who was that?
The Eagles.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, we just lost an Eagle.
Yes. So
that's the reason they were out there.
They were by far the best act of the night, in my opinion, of course. Now, I will say this. I'm a Lady Gaga fan. I think she's a great entertainer. She nailed the Star Spangled Banner at the Super Bowl. I was so excited when I heard she was going to do the David Bowie thing.
Okay.
And I just feel like she it was fine. It was fine. I'm not like the other people that are like going to blast it, but it was fine. She could have really nailed it, in my opinion.
I thought she did nail it. She went out there and she Bowied
a couple times.
Is that a verb?
You're turning Bowied into a verb, which I agree with you. I think Bowied is a verb. I got no problem with that.
When involving a knife.
Yes. But to me personally, I think she could have stayed on a couple of the songs and sang them really well.
Sang them?
So what'd she do, a medley or something?
What would you, give some constructive
criticism? How would you sing one of those Bowie songs?
How would you carry the A note a little higher?
No. She got dramatic.
So she overproduced.
This is right to Big E. Big E knows music. I heard that she was too theatrical. How can you be too theatrical when you're doing a tribute to David Bowie?
Yeah, that's kind of hard.
I'm not talking about her voice. I just feel like she all over the place. She has a phenomenal voice. She could have really highlighted his music.
And she tried to sing it like Bowie sang.
I wanted her to highlight the music.
What else did you hate?
Can I tell you who impressed me? John Legend. That guy's legit. He did the Lionel Richie, the beginning of that.
Uh-huh.
That's a talented man right there.
That's why he's on everything.
He's legit.
He's on every award show ever. I think he's even on the Country Music Awards.
I think he might be Reggie Miller's half-brother.
Could be.
A smaller,
he's got a nice
Reggie
voice.
Miller.
Yeah. I could tolerate
him. It surprised me because I haven't really heard any of his stuff.
Did you see Stevie Wonder give out the award where he read it in Braille?
Yeah, that was cool.
That was good.
He couldn't get it open.
I like Stevie.
What about those beatboxers that were with him? I bet you hated that.
I'm superstitious.
Got no interest in any of that.
I see what you did there.
I got no interest
How
in any
that
of that.
How about that Kendrick Lamar?
Nah, that was when I turned it off.
You turned it off?
Yep.
You couldn't watch it?
I watched about 30 seconds.
You couldn't tolerate it?
Then when he started hollering.
Over under before Jim says the certain word. Starts with a T.
But he thugged it up?
There you go.
Oh, he thugged it up.
I knew it was coming.
Yeah, that was a thug show. And I can tell you another thing. Without question, Alabama Shakes, horrible.
Oh, would you stop it?
Who in the world?
Suck. I agree with you.
Ever?
You're an it. First
I don't
ever.
Know who they are.
You don't want to know.
Yeah. Tim,
it's bad.
You're a musical
Little Big Town.
Moron.
Little Big Town wasn't bad.
They were good.
With the symphony?
Punt.
That was legit.
Yeah, they had cello or bass. Yeah, they had orchestral accompaniment.
Little Big Town, that the country act?
Yeah.
I don't hold it against anybody for anything. It was terrible, too.
That was terrible.
Terrible.
Oh, that was great.
Okay, was Adele terrible?
I didn't care for it that much.
Are you an anti-cuntite?
Might be. It was okay.
Man, she is a big gal. When was the last time we had big
girls? I don't care. And no, I don't
let
care.
Let me ask this question, though. Because growing up, every pop star, every music star was a sex symbol. It was, you know, it was the boy bands and the teen females. Before that, it was like Whitney Houston, Madonna, also very small ladies.
That's
like
pop music.
There was the one chubby girl in Wilson Phillips. The girls from the Judds.
Yeah, well,
Winona
was a bigger girl.
But I don't ever remember single acts being big. And I'm curious, and again, I don't know a lot about music.
Talent trumps everything.
No, but I think it's actually a good thing that you're actually hearing these girls with great voices that aren't, even the guys. You know, these aren't good-looking guys.
Who was that British broad a few years ago? That
Adele.
70? No. She's old and like British Idol.
Oh,
Susan
yeah.
something?
Susan Boyle.
Yeah.
Susan Boyle.
Yeah. Susan Boyle. She won Britain's Got Talent.
Who doesn't want to look at some hot gal? I'm with you on that.
But they're
wholehearted.
They're
I'm
away
100%.
From it.
I don't. I just want to hear great music. And it was, in my opinion, across the board, it was terrible.
Except for the Eagles.
I think I know
the Eagles
the
was great. What's
we,
the solution?
We need to W some Grammy awards from like 1985.
Yeah, that'd be good.
More like 1974.
It'd be fine too. Wait a minute. Hang on. Whoa. Wait a minute. Michael Jackson put on some unbelievable performances at the Grammys.
What about Bieber's performance last night? Then
you know what? I thought he was good until he went
goodness.
Up with the band.
Oh my goodness!
When he was singing acoustic, just playing the guitar, mm-hmm. I thought it was good.
He's a talented cat too. Mm-hmm.
He is talented.
That Bieber.
Yeah, no problem with that. It was okay.
You don't like Bieber, Tony?
There's not a lick of talent there. Come
get out of here.
Oh,
he's no believer.
That kid can play the guitar, the
talented.
Piano.
Now you sound like people that say Britney Spears isn't talented. She's talented.
No, she's got something. Yeah,
you know, I mean, she has talent.
Tremendous assets.
She's got a lot of things. But
there's no music in that music.
Okay.
So I'm saying that Britney Spears couldn't hang with the girls today, with vocally. They're looking past the looks of things, and they're about the music.
Dude, I think you're onto something, and it's kind of like, you know how there's much better baseball players at a young age today, Jimbo. You certainly know that. T.O., you certainly know how talented the basketball players now are at 14 and 15.
Yep.
I think the same goes for the musicians. Whoever is teaching them, however they're developing these prodigies.
So there's more specialized training for these kids.
I think there has to be, because I hear a lot of great voices that I don't remember from having that many great, great voices from 20 years ago. Adele's 25 years old, for God's sakes.
Yeah. She looks like she's 30.
I've got underwear that age.
Yeah. I'm just not a fan.
I got ties older than that.
They're not mine.
I'm sure it won't be popular. Yeah. A lot of people think she's the it singer. Right
now,
I'm just not impressed.
Jimbo, what about this?
What's so special?
What about the heavy metal act? You love heavy metal. We had the Hollywood Vampires
I've
come out
I've never been
last
an
night.
Alice Cooper guy. Overrated, in my opinion.
Joe Perry.
Overrated.
Duff McKagan.
Overrated.
Matt Sorum.
Overrated.
Please say the next guy.
And of course, Johnny Depp.
That guy's just a ball of talent, too.
Jesus Christ. Overrated.
Listen, phenomenal actor. I like him. I want to keep him on the big screen where he belongs. And again, he might be a great. Would he play guitar?
Yes.
Okay, great. Good for him. I'd love to know how to play guitar. And that's fine. Just not impressed. That's all. No big deal. I don't like it.
So take back everybody's Emmy except for.
I honest to God only watched for one reason last night. I wanted to see the David Bowie thing.
Yeah.
I did.
Good.
Yes.
All right.
I didn't even see the Eagles thing till this morning. I had to watch it back, and it was good. I'm not a big Jackson Brown fan, but I thought he did a great job.
Thought he sounded awesome.
Sounded good.
I thought he was fabulous. Thought he could go out with the Eagles and replace Glenn Frey.
I'd be okay with
that. I'd buy a
ticket. And again, it's just not impressed.
Okay.
What was the one thing I told you guys about this morning? Is it Hamilton or something?
Yeah,
Hamilton?
Hamilton.
What was that?
It's a Broadway musical.
Why is it on my television?
I don't. He sounds like the guy from Talladega Nights.
Get this
music out of my head.
It was atrocious. I'm sorry. It was. I just thought it was music.
We're gonna have Jimbo review every new album.
Oh,
it'll be very simple.
No way.
Sucks. Next.
You might
pathetic.
Let me
sucks
tell you something.
Worse.
With today's music, my favorite feature on anything is fast forward.
Get the shit over with.
Fast forward.
He's becoming Abraham Simpson. Headline: Jimbo, old man, yells at cloud.
Pretty without the falling asleep.
Oh boy. So, okay. Can I move on to something else?
Yes,
from this
you
weekend?
May. What'd you do this weekend?
More proof that fat people are taking over Hollywood.
Uh-oh.
Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue.
Oh, yeah.
When would you ever see a plus-size model on the cover? And an athlete that's very subpar looking also.
Whoa, subpar.
Yeah, I mean, Ronda Rousey's not hot.
True.
What's wrong with Ronda Rousey?
She's not hot.
Not hot.
You know what? You guys with this not hot, hot, not hot, kill me.
Okay, so you're gonna tell me
she's fine
that compared to any other swimsuit model that's been in Sports Illustrated, she wouldn't rank second to last to the Porker from this year.
Ding ding.
The what from this year?
The Porker, the plus size model.
What's wrong with her?
She's
hot.
She is hideous.
No, oh, she is God. Absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, beautiful. You're crazy.
I like them with a little meat on their bones.
Hey, what?
That is a curvaceous woman.
I had no idea. I mean,
she's three times the size of any other girl that's ever been in that magazine.
Beautiful face.
I didn't realize you turned into Johnny Depp. Do you play guitar too?
I can.
Gee, many Christmas. No, you,
just fat shaming.
I got to be honest. I don't want to hear
you know
sing
any magic?
Either.
That guy's a creeper. I bet he's done some weird shit.
Who's that, Depp?
Johnny Depp.
You are the pot calling the kettle black on this issue.
You are kind of a creeper.
Creeper or being fat?
No, not the fat part, but I mean, just...
You might be a creeper.
Yeah, I think everybody's got a little creeper.
The without sin cast the first stone, and boy, did you cast some stones. That plus-size model, I don't know her name. She is...
Ashley Graham.
She is astoundingly beautiful.
Yeah, she's about 100 grams too heavy. Maybe 500 grams too heavy. I'm not sure what gram
that's
is.
That's a pound.
Pounds.
1 pound is 454 grams.
Okay, hold on real quick. So 454.
So she's a pound overweight.
Times about, I miscalculated. Times about 7.
Yeah. Wait, you go in the corner and do some math.
That's going to take a while.
Now, what's wrong with Rousey? This is a great athlete.
She's not
swimsuit. Yeah, she's not Kathy Ireland. She's not Christie Brinkley. 99.9999% of people aren't.
And I agree. And that's not what
the magazine... So keep them off the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Yes, keep them off. Yes. When
maybe
is the
not
magazine...
Sports Illustrated, no, but the swimsuit.
I mean, wait, though. Sports Illustrated become can't miss reading?
No, what I'm saying is...
It's a horrible magazine, too, by the way.
When have they ever made those exceptions for people in the magazine? Hollywood is getting away from the classic, you know, whatever it is.
What's classic?
The pop star. What the pop star has always been.
That's not classic, though. That was new age. Classic is Marilyn Monroe was no string bean.
Yeah, classic is Marilyn Monroe.
Let's get back to that.
Hourglass.
Classic is
a little curvy.
Yeah, is Raquel Welch. Classic is Sophia Loren. Women with curves. Just
curvy.
Because you don't know
just picture
any
curvy
of
women. Just okay. picture curvy women.
Just because you don't know any of them. This was the classic for decades, and then the 80s came along, and everyone was a string bean.
Cocaine.
Coke.
Thanks to cocaine, heroin, and Olivia Newton-John.
We got physical,
and probably
sure.
Jane Fonda and her workout tape, too.
That Thigh Master came in handy.
Now, Suzanne Summers, wasn't it?
Yeah, Suzanne.
Even she was a good-looking, curvy girl.
Three's Company, man.
I love her.
Three's Company.
Who didn't love Suzanne Summers? Oh, or still do?
Still do.
Thigh Master works, obviously.
Yeah.
56-ish?
Who knows?
Suzanne Summers is fine. How old she is.
Give it a Google.
Google it.
Give it a Google.
So what's your deal?
No, I'm just, what I'm saying is.
Holy shit.
Like, obviously.
How old is she?
She's 69.
I was going to say.
Giggity. About 15 years dated. No, I'm just saying, like, this never would have happened before. Like, I think it's good.
Good. Then express that it's good, because you sound like you're offended.
My daughter,
that a big girl's on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
My daughters will probably be big
girls.
Fat
butches are awesome.
Your daughters might be tall girls. Who knows what size they're going
to
be?
Yeah, they're going to be, they'll be big size girls. I mean, I think it's great. Who knows what it'll be by the time they're able to do
You should be showing
stuff.
Them that cover.
100%. I don't want them to have image issues.
Good.
I'm not going to project that onto them.
No.
You're projecting.
They'll never listen to this. I won't let them.
Stop projecting.
You'll just project it onto every other woman.
They're gonna find all. They're gonna find stuff worse than this on their own. Let me assure you of that, pal.
All right,
that's just human
nature.
What
else did you do this weekend?
I watched the dunk contest.
Oh, yes, I heard it was fantastic.
It was the best competition since '88, probably, and the most entertaining since 2000. Since
there's
Vince
nothing
Carter.
Entertaining about that.
I was good this year. There was probably 5-6 dunks that nobody's ever done before.
Was there?
I saw some highlights, Jimbo, that were just fantastic.
You know the only highlight that came out of that weekend for me was this idiot Kanye West saying that he's broke.
Wait a minute.
Didn't
how is that?
That
what does that have to do with the NBA?
What a segue.
Well, because
what does that have to do with the NBA?
Wasn't he there?
No.
I thought he was there.
I think there's only one logical conclusion we can draw, Jim, as to
goddamn thug.
Why
no,
you said
I thought he was there. No, I thought that's where it came out of.
No, it did not.
No, well, he went crazy on
Twitter.
That's our
future president you're talking about here.
Yes.
He's an idiot.
I'm telling you right now, if that guy runs for president, Trump's made it around this long, and the young people that are so much more impressionable that have grown up with this guy's music, it's amazing how much impact this guy has on social media and has on...
No.
Let me ask you this. When was the last president that affected your daily life?
All of them.
How?
Just, I'm a patriot.
You're a patriot.
Go on.
Yep.
And they affected your daily life.
Yes.
Oh, I got to get an answer.
I can't
this.
Remember the last time a president affected my
You guys
daily
don't
life.
Have a picture of the current president hanging in your house?
No.
In the bathroom?
I high five it every day when I walk out the door.
Barry.
You're a big fan, huh?
Let's do it.
All right, Tio. I'm telling you. Hey, everybody, don't forget, if you like the show, give us some love. The next time you're going to buy something on Amazon, before you do, go to our website at notsofastpodcast.com and click the Amazon banner. It doesn't cost you anything. But the four of us, we get the credit, we get the referral, and frankly, that's all that matters. All that matters right now is a little word from our sponsors and our partners here at the Lineup Media Group Network. Not So Fast, back right after this.
Hola muchachos, my friends, it's the Ocho Man. I got my man here, Armand, and you can't miss our show, my friends. It's been great. We've had a great run so far. Armand, you know what? I'm making the show. I don't care what you say.
No, I thought I was particularly brilliant.
Well, I'm the genius around here, and you can check us out on facebook.com/OchoManBehindTheEightBall and on Twitter, too, at Ocho Man Podcast. And you can catch us on iTunes, Stitcher, and Podbean, my friends. Okay?
That's a backslash, not a virgule?
No, that's not a virgule. I don't know what a virgule is. Don't bring up a goddamn virgule again. That's Ocho Man Behind the Eight Ball.
Imbecile.
Yeah, you're an imbecile, too.
All the trouble I've been in.
Welcome back, and don't forget you can check this program out, Not So Fast, at the website, notsofastpodcast.com. We want you to follow us on Twitter at Not So Fast Show, and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/notsofast. And again,
that's a forward slash.
This is
forward slash, sorry.
This is one of those podcast shows?
Yeah, it's a podcast show.
So
you might have heard of a
tune into my podcast show.
Yeah, you might have heard of one. So subscribe to us here at Not So Fast. You can listen to Jimbo, T.O., Big E, and myself, Tony. Go to iTunes, you can go to Stitcher or any major podcast outlet and just click subscribe and leave us a 5-star review.
Did you just have a stroke?
Yeah, I just had a little thing in the back of my throat.
It was minor.
Yeah, it happens when you get older.
Mini stroke.
Yeah, so leave us a 5-star review if you would.
I had a stroke this morning. Oh, wait.
Easy.
Is this a family show now?
Easy. Speaking of families, Walking Dead.
Oh, God.
Just
that was crazy.
Torched an entire family.
That was the show over now?
No.
It was good to see him go.
That family had to
I
go.
Called that.
They were
you did? Jimbo was all over this. He said
I was 2 for 3 and I was really close to being 3. Spoiler alert. I was 2 for 3 and I was real close to being 3 for 3.
You had the little kid pegged.
Well, no, I said kids. I said we're going to lose some kids here.
Yes.
And you said the girl. And I said no. I'm thinking more.
I was wrong.
I'm
was
thinking
wrong.
More. The little shit that opened his mouth, his goofball brother,
yep.
And Coral.
Coral.
Okay? I did say that. So
Coral.
I go 2 for 3.
That's
and
like being
I mean,
the tallest midget.
And I guess if we had a real doctor on hand, the doctor would probably say you were a centimeter away from going 3 for 3 because that bullet that went into his eye probably lodges one way left or right, and I'm 3 for 3, and I'm hot.
And at best,
I just won the Super Bowl pool here at work, right? Thank you very much.
Good job.
And I go 2 for 3 on who's going to die on the coming out of the break.
No
I'm
skill
hot
on
right
pool.
Now.
No skill on that pool.
Hot right now. I'm hot. No,
yeah.
I tell you.
When's
you know
the
what
show
I've decided,
over?
Though? You know what
I
I've decided?
When the show's over, it's over. Don't
when,
you worry
when,
about it.
When hey, does listen, this shit end?
I don't know, but what I've decided is I'm tired of hearing about everybody talk about Daryl dying or Glenn. Everybody acts like they couldn't live without these two. Number one, I've decided that my go-to can't die is Michonne. She is by far the best character.
If
on
this show goes on another 2 months, I'm not going to be able to handle
she
the show.
She needs
listen to
be
to you guys talk about
focused
every
more.
Morning.
She
why?
Needs to be
why?
Focused.
Because you're scared of zombies?
It's just the zombie and vampire shit has to end.
No,
it's,
it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't. It's beautiful. This is the most moral show on
I think
on
the
TV.
NBA has to end.
There's more rapes coming out of the NBA than there are the Walking Dead fan club.
The most boring thing in the world to watch is the NBA. Never in my life seen anything like it. And yet you're going to rip on the Walking Dead.
I just feel like it's outlasted its welcome, all this shit.
Really?
So is the NBA.
Really?
Now
30
ratings,
million people.
Ratings will say otherwise. Yeah. I understand. I just don't get it.
You're telling me the ratings in the NBA are great?
I haven't watched one NBA game all year.
You know what? You did a tremendous job of tweeting out and putting out all this stuff about the dunk contest.
Thanks,
Jimbo. You did a great job.
Thank you.
I got to be honest. I've never heard of one of those players. Never one.
Me either.
Never. Yeah. I bet I couldn't name.
Yeah.
I'll bet I couldn't name 20 players in the NBA right now.
I'll take that bet. Yeah.
I don't think I could.
There's only 15 white players.
So. I could throw out five guesses, and if I hit two of them, I'd be lucky.
Yeah. No, I think he could probably name two players.
No, it's honest to God. The only reason I knew who LaVine and Gordon were is because of college. They were both.
We're not talking about basketball.
No, but they're a big college guy.
We're talking about the Walking Dead programs.
You can go
why
back
aren't
to
you
that.
Watching? What? Why are you scared of zombies?
So it goes back to everything with me. I haven't watched any of the Star Wars movies because I didn't grow up with it.
Well, that's your own.
There's
I hated
zombies in Star Wars.
I didn't watch scary movies when I was a kid. I didn't enjoy Halloween when I was a kid.
You didn't enjoy trick-or-treating?
Did you get beat up a lot?
I think I only went trick-or-treating probably 3 or 4 years.
Oh, my goodness.
I went as a football player every year. Dad would go to high school, get a jersey, get a helmet, boom, Halloween costume. No pads.
Bummer.
Simple. I just never got into it.
What were you scared of?
Oh, I hated scary movies. I hated everything about them.
Why?
I don't know. I hated them.
Do you understand? You are in a safe place. The action is all behind the screen.
Hate it.
Unless, of course, you're watching Poltergeist, then we got a different story.
Mm-hmm.
No, you can't take it.
No.
Even to this day, you're now a grown-ass man. You're saying you can't watch a horror movie.
Well, that's debatable.
Refuse to watch them.
Oh, debatable. Goodness.
So you can't talk about The Walking Dead with us. Because,
I have no problem talking about it. I just feel like it's...
Well, you've never watched it.
It's been a long time. I tried, and I couldn't get into it.
Couldn't get into it?
I really tried. I tried.
I don't think you did.
I did.
I don't think you gave it a good try at all.
Define try. One episode?
No, I watched the first three episodes 2 times.
Do you remember anything that happened?
Nope. Just a bunch of shit.
So maybe you're due for another checkup.
Nah, it's the ADD. I can't pay attention to anything in spurts longer than 2 minutes, probably.
This show's not the show.
This show's perfect for you, then.
You can record it on your DVR, and it's really only about 35 minutes.
Yeah, and plus, this show,
thanks to the commercial world.
This show goes from one thing to another story, from one storyline to another so fast, you'll love it.
Speaking of jumping storyline so fast, what I loved most about this show is how it was almost like they, and I know it's not even remotely possible, but it's almost like they listened to all the chatter while they were off and said, you know what we're going to do? We're going to throw them a big curveball.
I do respect that.
I loved that because all anybody could talk about was what's Nero? Is that his name? What's the guy's name?
Negan.
Nero is
and
from
his,
and
his
sons.
Group. So the... this Negan guy, is going to be the big new villain, right? And he's going to want to cause him all
problems. Does he have anything to do with the wolves? Have we figured that out?
Well, Negan was wolves. Your stuff all belongs to Negan now, right? Isn't that what the guy
said? That's what he said.
Okay, so you're anticipating this is where the shit hits the fan. This is where the trouble starts. And my man Daryl says,
not so fast
with a rocket launcher.
Oh, Daryl with the RPG. Was that not Daryl Dixon's best moment
that
of
was
all
awesome.
Time?
Well,
Daryl in an RPG is just enough to make my heart smile.
Where's the show take place?
Atlanta,
well, it started
area.
In Georgia, and now they're up in Virginia.
They are?
Yeah.
So let me ask a question.
Yeah, because they were trying to go to D.C., right?
You know, there are some shows that we've all watched together. Sons.
The Shield.
I think most of us are watching the O.J. Simpson thing right now.
Negative.
We watched The Shield.
I didn't watch it.
The O.J. thing?
Yeah, I didn't watch it.
Why not?
No, you're not watching it. Because,
I know how it turns out.
We'll see.
There's things you don't know, though. Oh, yeah. Jimbo, there's things you don't know.
That's really why I'm watching it, is because I was at an age that I really didn't gather the magnitude of it.
Did he do it?
There's people that died at the beginning.
Yeah, there's people, yeah.
He got away with it, didn't he? See, I knew what happened.
Did he? See?
What do you mean, did he?
We learned
he's found not guilty.
He's in jail now.
We learned that Marsha Clark was a chain smoker in the first episode.
Ooh.
And in the previews, I learned that her and Christopher Darden shared a slow dance at some point in time.
Holy shit, how did we deal without knowing this?
Yeah.
Here's
what we learned is Johnny Cochran was a much better attorney than the prosecutors, is what we learned.
a fabulous attorney.
Yeah.
Oh, he's an unbelievable attorney.
Smart guy, and the prosecutors were idiots.
Yeah. Jimbo, you know how—
idiots! Cops were idiots.
The cops were,
the cops were idiots.
Yep.
Let me get this out. You know how you're always about what's wrong with society?
Yeah.
Okay? If you watch the first two episodes of The People versus O.J. Simpson,
okay.
Oh boy.
You will absolutely understand how we've arrived at this point in modern American society.
So what I didn't understand— and
trying to live in a society here, people.
Again, I think I was in like fifth or sixth grade when this happened.
Yeah.
So what surprised me is I didn't understand when they're going through showing, because they cut in some real video from CNN and other—
yeah, from the newscast. Yeah.
What I didn't understand is that, and I know this is— it makes sense now as an adult, but it was pretty much a race thing. I mean, like, I didn't understand at that time that the African Americans, you know, all wanted OJ to be found not guilty. And you see it in some of these interviews when they read the verdict, that these, like, in the streets at Times Square, it's all the black people are upset and mad, and all the white people are happy, and all the white people are upset, and there's a few random white people that are sports fans, you know, that are in like OJ jerseys or, you know, Bills jerseys or USC jerseys that are cheering, but it's really like, it's—
well,
surprising.
You got to look at the context of it. This happened—
was Rodney King before or after?
It was before. It was about 2 years before that the Rodney King—
so that left a bad taste in
the Rodney King beating had happened. The LA riots had then—
well, the
happened.
Issue with the bigger issue with the Rodney King thing, I mean, it was terrible that it happened. The bigger issue was, is those guys were found not guilty.
Yeah.
Which was, I mean,
well, then the riots happened after the five officers involved in Rodney King were found not guilty. And you had already a cultural movement, particularly around NWA.
Yep.
Already talking about what was going on with the police in Los Angeles and how black citizens were being treated on the streets. You had this perfect melting pot all culminating, and suddenly one of America's biggest superstars, regardless of race, suddenly is a suspect in a murder investigation.
If the Rodney King thing with the beatings, if the police are found guilty there or in some way, shape, or form held accountable,
yeah,
does that change a lot?
That's
not—
was,
just with
I was
OJ.
Ask that same question.
Not
I
just
got,
with OJ.
I got to think it does, Jimbo.
Does that really change the game going forward and maybe everybody's—
yeah, I
got to
think it does, because I
got to
think the LAPD in particular at that time would have had to revamp their ways. And when you get to the OJ trial, it would have been a lot. It would have been somewhat more difficult for people to believe what they believed about people like Detective Mark Furman and other officers and everything that went on in that case.
So NWA was like 87, 89-ish?
Really got going in late 88, 89 probably, and then huge.
The riots were 91?
92, I
92,
think.
92, then OJ was?
94, summer of 94.
So it was a little bit— NWA was prophetic a little bit, but it was going on, so not really. They were just speaking the truth.
No, they were speaking the truth. Yeah. If you watch Straight Outta Compton, I mean, you saw what those guys went through. I mean, just being thrown down on the curb. And
you think that was exaggerated a little bit?
No, I don't.
Jimbo, have— is you seen it, that movie or not?
No, but does some of the stuff become self-fulfilling prophecies, though? I mean,
perhaps.
I mean,
and that's
you know, I'm gonna be targeted because I'm black, but
instead of changing the stereotypes or what,
yeah,
is causing—
are you
that
targeted continue? Because of— of what you're doing versus the color of your skin, you just happen to be black.
Yeah, I mean, now, the thing of it is, I'm going to get my ass kicked walking into work every day because I'm wearing a blue hooded sweatshirt, I'm eventually going to quit wearing a blue hooded sweatshirt.
Well, listen, but he shouldn't have to not wear a blue hooded sweatshirt. The reality of it is, for anybody, white, black, yellow, green, red, doesn't matter what color you are, how in the world are you not supposed to be afforded the same treatment as anybody else? But at the end of the day, it goes the other way too. It doesn't really matter.
And you of anyone I've ever met, my brother's right there with you. You are right and wrong. There's really no gray with you, Jimbo. Like, we have these conversations about the different, you know, police brutalities and stuff that goes on, and you're very, you know, every time we watch something, you pick up on something 3 minutes before the event happens and said, if this person just would have simply done this, this situation would have been diffused. And a lot of the times you say it about the officer or the person that did it. And a lot of people don't look at things that way.
No, they want to— everything. Listen, everybody wants to blame somebody else when something happens instead of looking at themselves and saying, what could have I done to make the situation better? It doesn't change anything.
No.
I It doesn't make it right or wrong. It just means the situation could have been diffused. Somebody should still be held accountable for their actions at the end of the day. And in the OJ thing, I think the prosecutors were terrible and did a poor job. And it all started, but they did a poor job because I think what they were given was poor.
They contaminated evidence. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that went on.
Man, so I wanted to blame, you know, you kind of want to blame them, but at the same time, it's like giving somebody a shit sandwich and saying, here, make it a steak.
Man, I'll never blame Marsha Clark or Chris Darden or Gil Garcetti.
So did they bang or not?
For not, I don't know. I think so.
There's what we got to figure out.
Yeah, that's what that's why I'm watching your mind is to see if they bang or not.
I can't blame any of the, you know, look.
You know how it is, working closely.
They were also dealing with the fact that it wasn't just a race thing. I mean, you had people that generally didn't want OJ, you didn't want him to do it. It's like, man, I hope it was somebody else because, God.
Who would you compare him to right now? Like a current?
I don't think you can.
Was he that big?
He was that big.
Really?
And that well-loved.
He was in the Naked Gun, sir.
Yes.
I didn't know.
The Hertz commercials.
Yes. He was. Okay,
he was
here's
the
what
juice.
I, now,
he was the juice. He was my brother's favorite player.
Tony, Jimbo, here's what I want to tell you. This, let me see if this helps you wrap your head around modern America.
Okay.
The morning that OJ makes the run for it.
Yep.
The White Bronco Day.
With Al Cowan.
Yes. AC Cowan.
And
right?
What they've made from the first two episodes is that AC like worshipped
him.
So that was really accurate that he was just like a big nerd for him.
I guess. Did you know that Marsha Clark that day asked, how did they get that Bronco out of impound?
He had the same car.
AC had the exact same
that.
Car.
Yeah.
He loved OJ so much he went out and got the exact same car.
I'd never heard that.
Guess
anywhere.
Whose bedroom he ran from?
Yeah, that was awesome.
You're going to love this. This will explain it all. You ready?
Judge Ito?
Nope.
He ran from Kim Kardashian's bedroom.
Now, I wonder if that's exaggerated or not.
Who did?
OJ.
They were stashed.
They were at Robert Kardashian's house.
No, I don't doubt that.
Let me ask this. So,
but
all
he
this
was a
stuff
former
is,
player, though. I mean, he wasn't like some...
Who, Robert Kardashian?
No, Cowling. He wasn't some, like, Goomba fan. I mean, was a friend.
No, that's what's weird about it, though. Do you drive the same exact car, the same color as any of your boys?
It's a little odd.
Yeah, that's something else.
But come on, at that point, if I'm Kris Jenner, and I'm thinking, wait a second.
Well,
all this is going on, that's it. I'm getting me and my kids famous.
So there's stuff that's come out on different sites that Kris Jenner and OJ were banging.
Oh, my. Well, who knows?
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, I swear, yeah. I mean, okay. That's why I'm watching this, because there's so much stuff that's been brought up. I mean, you didn't think about that when you were, you know,
I didn't know
sixth
who
grade, seventh,
Kris Kardashian was.
Yeah.
Although I do love that the Kardashians have refuted emphatically one scene from the series already, where they all spelled out their name when their dad was announced on TV and clapped. That was phenomenal. They've absolutely said that didn't happen.
So watching this, it's kind of brought up something to me.
Okay.
And it goes back to making of a murderer. And like there's some similarities to this because you see how OJ got off because there was such a good, you know, the defense versus the prosecution. And I feel like the prosecution and making of a murderer, even though they got the conviction, they were able to get a lot of stuff turned around in their favor, you know, like. Primarily the evidence. And, you know, there was a lot of evidence against OJ, the glove and the different things, but the defense was so damn good. You know, the glove. Well, wouldn't a leather glove, if it was wet, wouldn't it dry up and not fit on the hand? I mean, so that's some of the different things that they were able to get thrown
exactly.
out and done.
I mean, you don't put a bra on over a leotard.
You don't. You don't. You don't put a bra.
You got to put it up against the skin so it fits snug,
natural,
like a glove.
So that's those are some of the things. Like I was thinking about that just through the show, and I was just like, man, that's kind of, you know.
Here's what you especially don't do: you don't draw blood from a guy, go and take it to the crime scene, and then come back to the house where you drew the blood from. I mean, if you want to hear a detailed explanation of this, listen to our buddy Nick Drago on Nick.
I really don't.
He's got a huge OJ episode coming up, and it's going to be fabulous.
Everything he does is fabulous.
The chain of custody, they just absolutely ruined it.
Now, do you think that's how everything, I mean, so here's another thing. This is where I was thinking with this. If all this stuff happened in the OJ case to where, like, there was, you know, the evidence was so lax and all that, that was high profile. So you'd have to think that they were trying to be careful even in that one. What's going on in the rest of LA with cases?
Here's what I've never understood about it, though. Why are we so quick to dismiss the fact that police, it's no different than every other profession in the world. There are people that are just inept at their job.
Yeah.
I don't understand. We act like they can't do dumb shit and make mistakes. They do. And that's bad.
That's what I'm saying, though. Were there any other cases opened that Furman or any of these other guys had worked on?
Well, that's always my favorite, too, because this guy did this. Now everything else is tainted.
Yeah.
That's always my favorite.
I mean, that's
too.
That was
hey,
my
here's,
kind of
here's something interesting I found. Did you guys know this? Not only were they teammates in Buffalo, they played ball in high school together.
See?
Well, I got to tell you, Malcolm Jamal Warner, who's playing AC Collin.
I didn't know who that was.
But he's doing a great job. I love it, man. I got to tell you, I thought this whole thing was a joke at first. I was trying to get away from the whole Cosby.
I was looking at the cast, and I'm like, Friday Night Lights, mom's in it.
I'm like, John Travolta? Are you kidding?
Connie Britton? You're a big fan of her.
I love her.
Yeah.
Oh, I love her. And Selma Blair is Kris Jenner.
Yep. Selma Blair from what was the movie?
Cruel Intentions.
Cruel
baby.
Intentions. There you go. You see that one, Jimbo?
Yeah. Who didn't?
Of course they did.
It was a good one. At the end of the day, I didn't want to believe OJ did it because I loved OJ. But, it sure doesn't look good.
So,
sure doesn't look good.
You didn't want him to do it.
No.
And you wanted him to be found not guilty.
But you know what? I'm that way about everything. I always want to believe there's
something. You don't
else.
Want your idols to fall.
It's not just them. I'm a devil's advocate guy. I love to look like
he wants his idols to stay in place. Owens here, T.O., he like can't wait for people to crash
and
burn.
No, it's not. That's not it.
Oh, that's not true.
It's really not it for me. I really enjoy the whole other side of arguments because I just love how we as a society sometimes just want to pile on.
Bandwagon.
And nobody ever stops and says, wait a minute, what about, what if, it's just a favorite thing of mine. It's just something I enjoy doing. I love to argue the unobvious point sometimes, and a lot of people might take it serious, and I'm okay with that.
How did you feel when he was found not guilty? Did you?
I feel like he got away with murder.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you know,
but again, let's be realistic though. I wasn't there.
What were you 25 years old? I mean, how old were you at the time?
What year was it?
24.
What year?
25.
What year would you say it was?
94.
Yeah.
So I mean, you were younger in your thought process too. So
yeah, but I've always been like this. I've always wanted to take the other side of an argument and just kind of. And try to. I'm a debater. I love to debate. You know,
he's a master debater,
like Will Ferrell in Old School. That's how you debate. I love it.
Yeah. Hey, remember to check out all of our shows here on the Lineup Media Group for shows like Chasing Pucks with Panger, interview with Stu Grimson this week on that program, and of course
Stu Yo Rents Do.
Let's Get It On with Big John McCarthy and Sean Wheelock. And again, you can check out our friend the Ocho Man behind the Eight Ball. All now, go to lineupmediagroup.com to check those programs out. In fact, let's hear from them, one of them right now, and we'll be back to wrap up this edition of Not So Fast right after this.
Hey, this is Darren Pang, alongside my partner Kelly Chase here on Chasing Pucks with Panger. This is our NHL podcast, and it's on nhlpodcast.com, and it's damn good. It's really good. So you got to listen up. Make sure you download us. Make sure you figure it out. Anything you want to know about the NHL, stories, we got lots of stories. Chaser, do we have lots of stories?
We got stories, folks. Title in, you're going to love it. Buckle up.
Vladdy's got that emotion about him. He really does. He doesn't want to back off in certain things.
Getting in a fight.
Oh.
To back up his teammate, Jori Lehterä. No one else stepped in there, but he did. And the way he stepped in there was perfect.
Tony, T.O., Jimbo, and Big E back with you. Hey, don't forget to check out the audiobook at audible.com. They're offering a free audiobook download with a 30-day free trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. We personally recommend a bunch of books. Go check them out right now. Yeah, Jimbo.
You know what? I cannot believe we've made it, what are we, 35, 40 minutes into this thing?
Something like that.
And he is sitting over there.
He's got
I'm
a big
talking
smirk
about T.O.,
on his face.
Big smirk. He's got his hat pulled down low. Have you picked up on this, E?
No.
He's got that shit-eating grin on his face. He is like a sniper lying
he's
in
like
wait
the
over
Cheshire
there.
Cheshire cat.
He's waiting to bring it up. I'm going to bring it up.
No,
the,
go ahead.
The 10,000 pound pink elephant in the room.
Yep. Go ahead.
Come on. I know you want to rip on Peyton Manning. I know it. I see. I knew it.
I don't want to rip on him. I just think I just think it's very interesting that.
What's so interesting?
This guy that's been perceived as a god, this great guy, that
he's a national
and it's not what it is though. It's the times, the social media, how social media plays a role in society.
Just say you love to see idols fall?
I didn't say I want to see him fall. I just think it's interesting that someone's trying to dig
he's
this up
to
now.
Fail miserably.
His playing career is over, and now it's getting brought up. It shows how big a scumbags the media is.
Well, there's one particular media member who brought this up. He's been refuted by people like Clay Travis, by Paul Feinbaum.
Sean King?
I don't even know the guy.
Sean King, yeah.
Yes,
okay.
It is.
He dug this up. He went and made a story out of it.
Here's the best part. How long has he been waiting on this?
He's at least been waiting 10 years to fire this bull.
Let me ask this. If Cam Newton's not the opposing quarterback in the Super Bowl, does this get brought
nope.
up?
Nope. And
why do you think that?
That's what they said. He brought this up because the article was based around how Cam Newton is treated worse than Peyton Manning, and Peyton Manning has done this awful thing.
And
Cam Newton's only treated worse because people like are still like they live in this fantasy land of this old school. You can't have any fun while you're playing. They're the same people that complain about the no fun league. And here's Cam Newton, this tremendous athlete, you know. And again, if you want to be upset with him because he didn't do what you wanted him to do after the press conference and he needs to sit there and he needs to answer every question like these other guys, I'm okay with that. He's a professional athlete. He signed up for that.
Did you hear why they said he left, though?
I understand.
There's a guy from the Broncos in the same room.
Well, but hang on. I will say this, too. I get that. And again, that was probably hard for him. But he's gone on record as saying, you know what? I am a sore loser. You show me a sore loser and or somebody that's a happy loser, and I'll show you a loser.
Yeah.
Okay, which, again, I'm okay with. That's his thing. He's got to live it. And because he didn't live up to our expectations, we're going to be upset with him. And I'm not. I don't care. He doesn't owe me anything. I don't – just because certain guys want to answer every – you know, Russell Wilson answered every question, so now all of a sudden he's the model. Bull crap. I don't really care. I love Cam Newton. I care more about the other stuff that he does. It's much more important to me. You know, everybody's mad about the Rams leaving St. Louis. You know who's upset the most and who has every right to be upset the most? The charities and all the great things they did in the community that are now just gone. Mm. So everything they did, just gone.
That's a
nobody
point.
Thinks about that.
Yeah.
How about Cam Newton and all the tremendous things he does for kids and the videos are out there and all the things he does. And I know what you're going to say.
No,
he knows he's on
no.
camera and all that.
No. I've never said about it. I think Cam Newton's a great guy. I really do.
But this is about unbelievable Peyton. Athlete,
that's
unbelievable quarterback, yes. Unbelievable football player. To my knowledge, and again, who am I and what do I know? Unbelievable guy.
Well, he's a model citizen by
and
all
because
accounts.
Because he didn't want to sit there and answer all your questions after Super Bowl, we're going to crucify him.
Yeah, it's nonsense.
Well,
it's nonsense.
It's true.
But what also is nonsense is for someone to dredge up a story on Peyton Manning that he did. He's admitted to it. He has made restitution with the person, not once, but twice.
Well, I don't know that he's admitted that.
Yeah, her claim and his claim are quite different. There's two sides to the story. And the reason that they made the second settlement is because the old man, Archie, slandered her in the book. And claim that she used profanities all the time and that she slept with multiple football players,
if you use slander and sleep with multiple football players, you deserve to be teabagged.
But again,
I don't know. Is that what they're saying?
No.
They're saying that incident happened
before. I know, I'm joking.
That's what I'm saying.
My point
that's why they paid her off a second
that's
time.
Right. So my point is it's not. Nobody, I don't care who you are, deserves to be treated unfairly.
And what also has come about is Tennessee, the University of Tennessee, is being sued.
Yeah.
And
they're always being sued.
The thing is, though, you look at every university, I don't care what university it is, and you open up the athletic programs. I mean,
nasty.
You think Louisville's the only I hate Louisville. You think Louisville's the only program that's had prostitutes? I mean, you think it's the only, the basketball program at Louisville?
Not.
Exactly. I mean, it's
University of Tennessee, T.O., was one point very close to state-sponsored prostitution.
Tell the story. It's one of my favorite stories.
Well, they had athletic hostesses. They put them in the media.
Who did?
Everybody has hostesses.
Yes.
Who did? Who? What?
Tennessee. University of Tennessee. They had athletic hostesses. You were a recruit. You came in, an athletic hostess picked you up, took you around campus.
Every school,
tried to
get, every school does that.
Every school does this. The Tennessee ones, apparently some of them took it the extra mile.
Were they on scholarship?
They were on, yes.
So they
some
were,
of
they,
them were on scholarship.
Okay. That's where it becomes
where the
a problem.
Implication becomes, yeah. if you were suggested or if you were encouraged to maybe do this, you were basically state-sponsored prostitute at that point.
Or do we have confirmation of this?
No, of course you don't have confirmation of it. That's why it's implied.
But Tony knows. Tony had an inside track on this sand.
We used to get that media guide from Tennessee every year and look at the hostesses because they published their pictures. And it was like, oh, my God, this is unbelievable. This is incredible that they would even put these girls out there in this manner.
And no other schools included them in the
I don't
books.
Know. Maybe a couple did. Yeah. I don't know. You got to go. I mean, generally go through the Southeastern Conference. That's where you're going to find this stuff.
That's a rough place. A rough place to go play sports at.
Saw a movie this weekend in an unusual way. One of those 5-star lounge recliner theaters with the service at your table and everything.
So you
not
got
table,
so you got drunk and fell asleep halfway
I
through.
I don't remember the movie, so I got to go see it again.
Figured Barney.
But Biggie,
Dumble.
I saw Deadpool.
Yeah, I can't wait.
And it seemed to be, from what I can remember, hysterical. Because I laughed, and I know other people were laughing.
Traditionally, he's the funniest comic book character. He breaks the fourth wall all the time. He knows he's a comic book character. Hopefully, they pass that on to the film somehow.
I got that impression. I got to go see it again. It was that good.
Well, Van Wilder will be able to play that character if anybody can.
He's the only person that could play that character.
I agree. I mean, really. I mean, I think Ryan,
there's a level
but,
of
no, but
smart.
You're saying he the way the comic book's laid out with the movies, he would have to be the player, the guy that played.
No. I'm saying that he's the only person that has the snark level needed, the sass, the sarcasm to play Deadpool.
I see.
Yeah. I mean, Reynolds is that good in it.
But who did Reynolds play in a previous?
Green Hornet? Green Lantern?
He played Deadpool in the Wolverine Origins movie.
And that's why they had him be Deadpool for this.
But it's not really the same Deadpool.
Oh,
no, it's a different Deadpool.
This is Deadpool.
Well, the one in Origins was like a bastardized version.
Does this have anything to do with our Deathpool that we did a few weeks ago?
No. Well, that's kind of how he got his name.
Speaking of Deathpool.
Anton Scalia died. No one had him.
Speaking of Deathpools. Now, I brought this up. I mean, we lost Vanity.
We did lose Vanity.
We lost Vanity.
And right now, T.O.'s going, who's Vanity?
And
I had to go look this up myself, T.O., so don't feel bad.
Well, no, because the problem is that you get her confused with Apollonia.
And that's exactly who I got her confused with.
Yes. Vanity was in Action Jackson.
That's it.
Apollonia was in Purple Rain. Both wonderful, attractive ladies.
I always liked the Last Dragon.
Yep, she was in The Last Dragon. Yeah, Vanity. Look at that. Just
strong.
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 So, yes, I mean, we lost. We're losing them. No, T.O.?
I don't.
Beautiful lady.
Beautiful ladies.
Little on the chunky side, so you might not be.
No, she wasn't.
Well, she was 59. Yeah, at the end.
I'm sure.
At the very end.
Yeah, it was so sudden.
Right. You know? I mean, right at the end, it was very sudden.
She'd renounced her Vanity name something like 10 years ago anyway, right?
Hell of a name, though, yeah. Vanity.
I mean,
she got hooked on crack, had an overdose on crack. And
yeah, she had a lot of issues. Yeah. Now, that is Apollonia.
No. She just.
Some of those Google images, though, showed something else.
Yeah,
I had to look at it. Because
okay. I know you've never seen Purple Rain.
Correction, my friend.
You have?
Yes.
Yes, now we're talking. You remember when Prince takes the girl to the lake and gets her
to
dip into the lake?
Like Pinachampa or whatever?
Right. And she goes for the skinny dip, and then as she comes out, he tells her it's the wrong lake?
That's not like Pinatonka or whatever. What a scene. I mean, great acting. All 5'5" of him.
Purple 5'2"
in the heels. Is that heels or no heels?
He banged out Carmen Electra though, didn't he?
He did a lot. And the reality of it is, there's a tremendous musician and performer.
Yeah, his stuff was great,
unbelievable. Prince, phenomenal.
Purple Rain,
phenomenal.
Yeah, and he's also insane though.
Like, that's okay.
Why? What?
Isn't he just a symbol?
What's he ever done that makes you?
Have you ever watched any of Kevin Smith's, like Evening with Kevin Smith, where he basically just does Q&A with college kids? Well, he tells this story about an interaction he had with Prince when he was trying to do like a documentary for Prince. And the thing that comes to mind most is a story told to Kevin Smith by Prince's assistant. Prince is the type of guy who will come to you at 2:00 in the morning, request a camel, and then not understand why you can't get him a camel at 2:00 in the morning.
It's kind of like Elvis.
He's way past what a normal person thinks. He doesn't think like we do anymore.
He's on another level.
Yeah. Well, hang on a second.
He's on a higher plane.
I got a question.
Because Elvis would fly to Denver for peanut butter and na-na sandwiches.
Sure.
Wait a minute.
No, I don't know where you get a camel at 2 in the morning, but I got to think somebody can do it.
But if you're Prince's assistant, right? Is that what this person is?
Mm-hmm.
How can you not get a camel at 2 in the morning? That's got to be just a couple of phone calls with unlimited funds,
right? I get you a camel.
I get you
a camel in half an hour.
I get you a camel.
With toe?
Well.
You want a toe?
I want camel toe.
Boom. Boom. You didn't see that coming, did you, Tony? You went right into it. You went right into it.
Just saying.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
It's okay. You don't know we're doing a bit from the Big Lebowski, but that's okay.
No,
carry
on.
Yeah, you can get it with finger polish and everything.
Something like that. Well, I don't know. All I know is we lost Vanity. God bless.
They're dropping like flies in 2016.
I'll tell you.
I mean, Abe Vigoda and Vanity within 2 weeks of each other.
Year of the Death and Year of the Fatty.
Shit. Breaking news here.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Kindergarten Top Cop 2 is coming out.
It's not a tuma.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Was that It's Not a Tuma?
Who's playing Dolph Lundgren.
It's Not the Tuma.
Who?
Dolph Lundgren will be playing the
Kindergarten. Oh, Ivan Drago's back.
Yes.
And
I will break
direct
you.
To DVD, might I add.
I will break
That's okay.
you. It's going right to DVD?
Right to DVD. Like May 17th, Kindergarten.
Does that surprise
two.
Anyone?
No.
2016 could be Year of the Drago. Nick Drago, Ivan Drago.
No
Did anybody
question.
Hear? Boom. Hang on. Did anybody actually watch Kindergarten Cop 1 except for the 5-second scene of It's Not a Tuma?
No, I've watched
times.
The whole thing multiple times.
Yeah. Many,
I find it
times.
Very funny.
Was it the ferret? Is that the animal they had?
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
Yeah.
Rubber baby.
I'm going to ask
bumbos.
You a bunch of questions.
There's a soundboard from that, isn't there?
I want them answered
there sure
immediately.
Is.
I thought there was
Early.
A soundboard.
Well, immediately.
Had the delightful, is it Penelope Miller? Brian, something. Can I get a ruling on that? Penelope Miller? She was
the blonde
delightful
in that.
Actress, and
yeah.
Now she's nowhere to be found.
Yeah.
She didn't die, did she?
There have been a lot of Denzel Washington movies on lately. What a great actor.
I know. You expressed your love for Denzel last week, too, just out of the blue. It's getting a little odd.
The Siege was on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. What a great movie.
You know, I get
What's he done
never
lately?
Saw it.
You know, it's been a little slower lately, but the one I almost have to watch this every time it comes on is Inside Man. And it's directed by Spike Lee. He plays the detective, and I think Clive Owen plays the bank robber. And they're robbing a bank, but for not the reasons you would ever dream they're robbing a bank. And that is a spectacular movie.
I've seen that. I just don't remember.
How about, number one, Training Day,
yeah,
unbelievable.
Hard, yeah, you can't beat that.
Training Day is unbelievable.
You know,
American
out with
Gangster.
Show for that? Training Day, the show?
Are they really?
Yeah.
I mean, listen Bad to idea. Some of the Training Day. Number one, Flight. Did you see him in Flight?
Flight
what
was
a
good.
Great
Go back to American Gangster because he delivers
now.
A line in there that's
so good. So good, that movie.
When someone says something to him and he just looks at him and goes, how would you prefer your house blow up?
I like
think
it.
Cuba Gooding Jr. was in that as well.
Yeah, he was.
The Equalizer, Man on Fire.
Man on Fire is one of my favorite movies.
He was phenomenal in
Set
Glory.
In Mexico City.
PETA. How about Glory? PETA. Remember the Titans? Inside Man?
Mm-hmm.
Safe House? Unstoppable?
I didn't see Safe House.
That
was Safe House.
He's a national treasure.
Hey, you really love Denzel. We know.
How good was he in Crimson Tide?
Well, he and Hackman together were fabulous. That was a great pairing. That was
Siege,
a tremendous
Courage,
pairing.
He was great in Courage Under Fire.
Mm-hmm.
Man, Pelican Brief.
Ooh,
Pelican
Brief.
Bring it.
Yeah, who can forget Malcolm X?
Good movie.
John Q.
You know what, too? It might be the
you celebrate
soldier
this man's,
story.
You celebrate this
a
man's entire
story.
Catalog.
I'm just telling you. Look at his catalog, A Soldier Story.
What would be the worst movie he's made if you had to pick one?
Book of Eli, maybe?
Yeah, close.
The
Mo
remake
Better
of
Blues.
Taking a Pelham 1-2-3.
I didn't like Mo Better Blues.
See, I liked Pelham 1-2-3.
I didn't think it was bad either.
Well, I liked it.
As a remake, it wasn't that great.
What is, though? What is a remake?
A remake is a movie that's been made before, and then they remade it.
See? What is a remake better than the original?
He was good, and he got game.
Man, it was.
I can't think of any, actually. Yeah.
Jesus, show the world.
Jesus.
All right, boys, that'll do it for this edition of the program. Don't forget, go to iTunes, go to Stitcher, or any major podcast outlet, and click subscribe on Not So Fast. Plus, you can leave us a 5-star review. Check us out, our website, notsofastpodcast.com. On Twitter, please follow us at Not So Fast Show, and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/NotSoFastShow.
/ Once again.
You guys correct me. I see it going one way. You see it going another.
Up
tomato,
and to the right.
Tomato.
It's forward.
Okay? Tomato, tomato. All right, for Big E, for Jimbo, for T.O., and our producer, Brian, I'm Tony. We'll talk to you again on Friday here on Not So Fast.
Not So Fast, a Lineup Media Group production. Find us online at notsofastpodcast.com. Plus, on iTunes, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets. Get every LMG podcast now at lineupmediagroup.com.